This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When we talk about the Miami Heat and what's going on in the NBA, there's one guy we love talking to. Without a doubt, Tommy Tighe, who is the Miami Heat pre- and post-game host, is right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tommy, how are you, our friend?
Good morning, Tommy.
Is that me?
Winning that playoff berth.
Tommy, I got to ask you a quick question about this, right? So we have a quarterback up here from Miami. What's the weather down there today in Miami? Because it's cold here today, and we're thinking
Hold on a second. Let me look. I was going to open the window before, but the AC is blasting in the house. Probably about 84. But it's going to be a cold spell. I know you guys in Northern Ohio love hearing this. We're having a cold spell tonight when it goes down to, I think, 58.
Good heavens.
I got my parka out. I'm ready to go.
Because we're very concerned about Cam Ward not liking the weather here today, because obviously if he left in the 80s and he's hanging out in Cleveland today. It's just we're worried about that. That's Chamber of Commerce not doing their job.
Exactly. That's the guy you're going to go after?
I don't know. Jeff and I both like him. If he's going to be here, we'll take him at two if he's there. I'd be okay. Can he be a quarterback for more than, I don't know, one season and not destroy the salary cap for us? If so, he's a qualified candidate for me.
There's no question about it. I do like his talent. He's made a lot of comebacks. This season, Miami found itself with just a poor defense the entire season. And next thing you know is he was bringing them back from 2-3 touchdown deficits time and time again. So he's an escape artist. He is definitely mobile, that's for sure. He can throw the ball a mile. So he's got some good qualities, there's no question. He is a very mobile quarterback. If that's what you're looking for, I think you might be in the right ballpark area with him.
See?
Thank you, Tommy.
Double duty for us.
Multifaceted. We'll pay you extra for the football analysis.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Once upon a time in another life, I used to do football, I was led to believe. But go ahead.
Yes, indeed, you did.
Oh, we know you did, yes.
On the Westwood One radio network, Tommy was kicking you know what.
Killing it, baby.
It was fabulous. Tommy was doing that when I first met him.
Really?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Love listening to you do that. You were phenomenal.
Was Jeff getting you coffee, Tommy? Was that the point?
We met in Miami.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Absolutely. It was fun stuff.
He saw my pass and said, "You got to be kidding. That ugly guy is Tommy Tighe. That's hard to believe." He definitely is built for radio. That's for darn sure.
That's not what he said. He bowed down to you. He was like, "Hey, that's Tommy Tighe. I listen to him on Westwood One."
Tommy's phenomenal.
I don't remember it any that way. I really don't. I know it was at a shoot around for the Cavs and the Heat back when the Heat were the story in the league, but not anymore. If he came to a shoot around these days, it'd be me and him. That's about it.
Tommy, why is it when I think of the Miami Heat, I still think of a team that can go in and beat somebody? So, for instance, the Cavs are sitting pretty. They're in first place. They've been the best team in the league for a good portion of the season. And I still wouldn't want to see Miami in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, I think you would, to be honest with you, Jeff. Looking at your team and the way that would match up, I'll be honest with you. I think we're out in three. But I just have an idea in my mind that Eric Spoelstra is what he is. I don't have to pump him up. Most people in the world understand who follow basketball how good a coach he is. He will adapt to whatever situation it is. And last night was a perfect example. Give him one day off beforehand. You guys had a back-to-back. And he just was able to concoct a game in the mud the way that he likes to do it, with defensive matchups that really bothered your team, probably more than a lot of teams have done over the course of the season, which give him credit for that. But we just don't have enough bullets down the end of the game. It happens so often with this team that they'll be in a lot of contests game after game. And before you know it, the fourth quarter comes around. And I understand a 7-point lead with 6 minutes to go is not nirvana in the NBA these days. But still, there are so many times this team gets caught 40 minutes into the game. Fabulous. Those last 8 minutes just continue to kill them. And here's another example. A better team beat them down the stretch. That's been happening all year.
Tommy, what are your thoughts on the Cavs? I know we're just knee-deep in it, and we're like, everything looks like it's rosy, and we're looking for stuff to kind of, I don't know. They blew a lead last night. They had to come back, you know, against Boston the other night. They had to come back against Portland the other day, too. So, I mean, like, we're kind of in the we're in the trenches with this stuff. I'm wondering what it looks like from the outside.
I think I like a lot of your personnel. I really do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on with you guys. Mm-hmm. I do like the backcourt, even though they don't play that well at times against Miami. I love the two guys up front. And your bench has really been playing well. And Andy DeAndre Hunter has really been a really nice thing, because you end up playing against the team that you expect to play in the Eastern Finals if it gets to that point. DeAndre Hunter could guard either one of those players, Brown or Tatum. And I think that would be really different than what it's been in the past when you guys do get to the playoffs. But you've made the right steps. You got to the first round, disappointment. You get to the second round, you had injuries, again, disappointment. I think you're on the verge right now. Now, whether or not that puts you over the top, there's still a lot of people that think Boston is still the team to beat, even though Cleveland's had a phenomenal regular season. I disagree. I think you continue to win the close games. You blow a lot of teams out like you did Chicago the night before. I think you have that capability there. The difference is you haven't been there before. I think that could be the only thing that hurts you, and the only way you learn by that is experience. Boston has it at the moment. You don't. But that don't take anything away. I think it's going to be a great series if you two meet.
Tommy Tighe joining us from the Miami Heat Radio Network. Hard to believe. I had to think about it last night, Tommy. Kevin Love back in Cleveland for the first time since he left.
Yeah, it hit me crazy last night.
Yeah, it was strange. How has he been in Miami? Because he went from being kind of the scapegoat here for a while to being beloved, I think, by a lot of folks. And it was great to see a great reception for him last night.
Oh, I loved it, to be honest. I wish he was in the building to see that. Our time with Kevin Love so far, from the moment he stepped in here in February of 2023, you had guys falling all over him, like Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus when he was here. They all learned so much from him, to the point that in the Eastern Finals that year, Jason Tatum said, "I wish we had a guy like that." They tried to get Joe Johnson back, not that that would have been the same difference as Kevin Love, to just be that 14th or 15th guy on the bench, sort of that sage mentor type of player, even though you're talking Brown and Tatum and some talented Celtic players, because they realized that he'd had that at the end of the bench in Udonis Haslam. Then they added Kevin Love. So you have so many guys who are able to play the game, obviously at that level, that shows so much to the younger players. Even though they aren't playing as much as they once did, of course, they still share so much championship DNA that both of them had, and it was invaluable to the Heat. Boston never got that guy. Joe Johnson never showed up on the Celtic roster, and of course they go on and win the championship last year. But if every team could find a guy like that, and as difficult as that is, if you can get one to be that type of player, it will help immensely. The Heat love the idea of having it, and that's why they enjoy Love so much. He only plays in spurts anymore, as you guys know. 13 minutes in last night's game, 12 in the game before, and he hadn't played in a month. But when he does get out there, he's still grabbing rebounds like it's 2014. So I give him an awful lot of credit, because when he gets out there, it's not great, but it sure as heck is pretty good.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tommy, do you think he's a Hall of Famer? I do, and I have for some time.
Seeing some of the guys that I see get into the Hall of Fame, I know what he said last night that really impressed me in the locker room. I guess you guys heard it, that the Cavs have already told him they're retiring the number,
yeah.
Which kind of surprised me a little bit. And then in another way, I thought, no, for what he's done for that franchise, not the least bit surprised. Do I think he's a first-year Hall of Famer? No, I don't. But I do think you match up his numbers, Jeff, back in the day with the Wolves and then what he did for the Cavaliers. I would have to think somewhere down the line, maybe 3-4 years into it, I think he deserves to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be it. You'll have two Miami Heat that will end up having their numbers retired up here in Kevin Love and then LeBron James. It'll be weird.
Yeah, we're wondering about LeBron ourselves. You would think that that's the case, but like Shaq, I think Pat made Shaq wait a few years. And then when he did retire the number, he said, it's the greatest move we ever made by getting a guy in there. But, you know, there weren't great feelings when he left. When LeBron left, I get the same feeling with Miami that when he finally does leave the game, you know, 10 years down the road after Bronny gets out of the contest, you know, The next thing you know is they'll probably figure that that'll be the time that number 6 goes up to the Raptors. But, you know, that's just the way that it is. He, to me, is one of the most important players they ever had in this franchise.
Yeah, it'll be a nice way to sell out a couple of games if they're struggling for attendance. How's that, Seth?
Oh, we've sold out like 800 games in a row. Come on. We don't have a problem with that. This is on the court where they have their problems, not off the court selling.
Tommy, I don't know who might knock off the Cavs, if anybody's going to knock off the Cavs. Boston, obviously, the team to beat along with Cleveland in the Eastern Conference. Who else do you like? Is there anybody else in the East who you think has a chance to knock off the Celtics or the Cavs? And obviously the Knicks come to mind, but do you think the Knicks can do it? Can anybody else do it?
I watched the Knicks the other night, to be honest with you, Jeff, and after seeing what they've done in some of their games against you guys, against Boston, and against Oklahoma City, where they haven't beaten any of them, I get the feeling that the toughest team is Milwaukee if they're on their game. I love the Kuzma pickup for them as much as I like the Hunter pickup for Cleveland. And with Giannis and Lillard, it all depends on that one key word, health. Because when they're out there playing at the top of their game, I think in a 7-game series, that's the scary team that's the one that I worry the most about if I'm one of the top teams. I still think Boston and Cleveland will get to the Eastern Finals. I'm not going to go like Charles Barkley and jump out on a bandwagon and say they're going all the way to the final game to play Oklahoma City. But I get the feeling that if I had to go in order, I wouldn't put the Knicks ahead of Milwaukee, and I don't think I'd put Indiana up there as well. I put those two guys, Boston, Cleveland, 1-2. And then after that, it's a slow process down to try to get to somebody else. But if I had to pick anybody else, I think it'd be the Bucks.
All right, Tommy, let's have the ex-wives conversation about what's going on in L.A. right now. And to see what Luka and LeBron are doing right now, now they're in second place in the West. Mm-hmm. I'm just your thoughts on what's going on in L.A. and, you know, Luka and LeBron together.
Well, I've never been a fan of the Lakers unless they played the Celtics, but I'll tell you, everybody seems to have a thing like when Kennedy got shot. Where were you when Luka got traded from Dallas to the Lakers? It's so surprising to me, even now when you watch him out there, for some of the reasons that Dallas said. And now they lose Irving, so that team's completely out of the whole situation after being in the Western Final and then going all the way to the NBA Finals. I'm with you guys. I'm still surprised. I really am. I didn't think they had the supporting cast, to be honest with you. When you're looking at two tremendous players like them, can they carry this club all the way through that they can be the team in the NBA Finals out of the West? Maybe they can. I don't know. They seem to be meshing well together, and LeBron speaks for himself how brilliant he's been. And Luka, it seems to be a decent matchup, at least so far. I don't see it slowing down in any seven-game series. So would it surprise me if they get all the way? If you asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have said, sure. Right now, the more I see them play, no, I'm not that surprised anymore just because of the brilliance the two of them show on the court.
Do you think Dallas just completely thought, Tommy, that he was going to self-destruct? And, you know, physically, whatever, or they just didn't think he was worth a $300-some-odd million investment? Because the trade makes no sense unless that's their rationale. Would you agree?
I don't buy the idea, Jeff, with the being in shape, that type of thing. I do buy the money. That did you think he was worth that type of cash in the future for our franchise? And you're fine. You want to think that. I mean, these owners run their franchise any way they want. Some poorly, some great. And if that's the decision you have to make, you're going to have to accept the fact that you just picked up Anthony Davis, who hasn't played with them, and then they got a number one draft pick, and hopefully that turns into the next Luka or a top five type of player, or this thing's going to be one of the worst trades in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
But I wish I could say what I think Dallas is thinking. I just find it mind-boggling that any time I've always thought about this in any sport, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whoever gets the best player in the deal wins the deal. Lakers win the deal. I don't care what. Anthony Davis is a phenomenal player at the end of his rope, and he's pretty much been hurt most of the season, even though he's been very effective when he plays. But how many more years are you going to have Anthony Davis? Luka could be the face of the franchise for that group for 10, 12 more years.
Yep.
And put up numbers that are just going to be absolutely phenomenal. And people are going to look at that time and time again, like when Babe Ruth got sold to the Yankees by Boston, and it just ruined the franchise for how many years? Almost 100 before the Yankees became what they became? I think it could be that phenomenal a deal for the Lakers and send it in the opposite direction for the Mavs.
Hmm. Tommy, as always, you know we love talking to you. Thank you very much. Send us some warm weather and maybe a quarterback or two. That sounds good.
Tomorrow's dipping down, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, we're only going to go up to 65, I hear.
I'll send you some hand warmers. You just smack them together and that'll be great.
I could use them, believe me, especially on the drive down to the gym. I'll be doing it.
All right. Goodbye, Tommy. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
thanks, Tommy.
It.
Tommy Tai, nice to have you join us pregame. Host for the Miami Heat on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.